Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, good morning, where are we going?
Straight down. Yes, the Deering, now it's your turn to make noises, the Deering Post New York Marathon story.
I think that it's 48 hours since I was actually doing the marathon.
Wow.
And and then I was in a very cramped train plane seat all last night. So yeah.
And you haven't slept? You just got in.
Yeah, I went for sleep this morning, actually.
Right, okay.
Although, well, I went to bed for 3 hours, and on the hour, you know, after an hour, Salman from Sky phoned me up and talked to me about an upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't, he also let the phone ring, really, until I went and answered it. That's been
persistent.
Five, 10 minutes. Okay, I'll answer that. And then Dirk came round with Daisy's lunchbox. It wasn't ideal.
The stuff of modern life, just when you need it.
You can
deep sleep.
We've come to our safe space, Clisthill Park, by the way.
Yeah.
Once you've gone down this path, we can get on the wood chips, can't we?
The post marathon trot, yeah, nice and soft underfoot. So you've got your story. So what? I mean, take it from the beginning. What happened? How was it? I mean, how was it? The whole thing going over there
York was just superb. It was really good. I liked it a lot.
Brilliant.
I got there late on Thursday. Oh, my place was rubbish. My little Airbnb.
Really?
Incredibly hot. Is that good marathon training? Being in a room with a radiator just pumping out heat.
Perfect.
Couldn't turn it off.
Yeah.
Three straight nights.
Yeah, yeah, that's
lying
great.
Lying in my own sweat.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And dehydrating.
Yeah, that's in all the books, isn't it? Turn up really dehydrated with no sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Three nights of hot, sweaty nightmares. And the shower's no good. I couldn't make the shower work. But I was quite good about that. I was pleased myself because I joined a gym.
What, while you were there?
Yeah, I got a three-day free membership at a gym.
Right.
And I went there for a little loosener and a shower the day before.
Yeah.
And then went there and did my stretches and shower after.
After the marathon. Did you really? Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, so that was... But you know, it's like when you're off doing comedy for the weekend, you go somewhere. I so love that bit where you make a fuss and make little plans and everything, you know.
Yeah.
I found a place where I could get a nice vegan burger. All this business.
Yeah.
I had a great time in New York and I thought it was great, but I should probably cut to the run because that's what...
Yeah, that was the whole...
...talk about, isn't it?
Yeah, and just and the start and stuff and all that was.
Well,
it, was
you jumped in like before. I went to the Team Fox welcome dinner, and it was really nice.
I saw that photo of you and
Michael J. Fox. Was there.
Great, awesome.
Oh, I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's
Americans.
Lovely.
You see, they're more. Americans are a big generalisation, but Americans, they're kind of sanguine, aren't they? They kind of take it as it comes. They're just kind of like neutral. You know, for better or worse.
About what do you mean about
life?
Right.
You say to them, I'm from the UK, and they go, oh, that's great. But you can say, you know, I'm pure evil incarnate, and they go, wow, that's great.
We can work with that.
Yeah, they just you roll with whatever's going on. So what I'm trying to say is I was the least cool out of anyone in the room about Michael J. Fox.
You went crazy over Michael J. Fox.
So nice that Michael J. Fox could be here too. Michael J. Fox!
He was a lovely photo on Facebook.
He's great, you know. I mean, he's been living with Parkinson's for a long time now.
Yes, yeah.
And he's on crack form. and he was there, he really came to see us all, and he did a speech and talked to us about the run and everything, came and met everyone, had a chat.
That's so
with
nice
him.
Of him, isn't
I told
it?
Him about the Teen Wolf screening.
Right.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't at the thing afterwards, but the Team Fox, Marcus A. Fox Foundation, do afterwards was really nice, with the...
After the marathon?
Yeah, where they were giving out beer and all that stuff.
Nice, nice.
A place called Johnny Utah's. So down was it, a big flight of stairs. And right, that's not really... yeah. That's not ideal.
That's not what you want. So it was a nice atmosphere on the night before the marathon, then, wasn't
yes.
it? It was nice and...
Met some people.
Yeah.
The only slightly sticky moment was the women who didn't realise that I know all about films.
Right.
I said, oh, yeah, I went to see Blade Runner. I said, have you seen the old one? I said, with the... I can't remember his name. With Wesley Snipes.
Oh, right.
No, you're thinking of Blade. Right. He plays a vampire. No, I think that's Blade Runner.
No, it's not.
Women, you don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Don't go on the internet.
Yeah.
I am the internet. Yeah. But yeah, I managed to front the house.
So. Yeah.
Yeah,
got
so...
It didn't affect your race. So, and so the morning of the race, getting there...
Yeah, it was jet lag was quite good because... I was on a bus.
Right.
The Team Fox coaches left from the middle of Manhattan at 5:30.
Right.
Still completely dark.
Yeah. So early, but not... I mean, very early, but not not offensively early.
No.
But still early.
It's
know.
Weird the way things... There were things I didn't know.
Right.
You know, there's... I mean, in London, it really feels like they hold your hand. There's lots of information.
Right.
But there's omissions of information compared to other marathons I've done.
Right.
There's no mention of water stations or refuelling
in New York.
Any of the pre-race material.
Right.
There was water stations and refuelling all the way around.
Right.
They weren't on the map.
Right.
They were every mile. They didn't tell me that.
That's in New York.
In New York.
Yeah.
And the other thing they had in New York that they didn't tell me is that the clocks went back on Saturday night. Got an extra hour in bed.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
I had to ask about a dozen people.
Right.
So that I didn't just get up an hour earlier.
Yeah. No, that was good though.
And
that's
also
nice.
It was good to spend another hour in the pool of my own sweat.
Yes, yeah.
That's great.
Sorting out the radiator, yeah.
Yeah, so 5:30, which was like 10:30 UK time.
Right.
So I felt okay. Got there early.
Yeah.
They get everyone there early because everyone who's involved, like everyone, has to come out over the big bridge.
Right.
Which is like the Humber Bridge.
Right.
And then they close it.
Okay.
It's brilliantly run, but it is, that's a 5-hour wait at the start.
That is a long time to wait.
Yeah. I got there at 6:30. And my wave started running at 10:15.
Wow.
So,
Yeah, that's a long way. Yeah.
And I thought, I'll kill some of this time by going back to sleep. And I lay on the ground. I was all wrapped up. I nearly went to sleep. I lay very still for about an hour. But when I woke up, or got up, I was so, so cold.
Cold and stiff.
Just,
and
like my internal organs had just shut
down.
Yes,
yeah.
And I was never really warm again until I was running.
Right.
And it was funny, because I felt slightly... bothered by that, and I was realising that first world thing about marathon, the beginnings of marathons like festivals. Everyone wants to be there and everyone's all excited and it costs money to be there and everything. But it's not that different to being in kind of Songat.
Yes, yeah.
Or some kind of camp for displaced people around
no,
the world.
No, it's kind of a bunch of people milling around quite anxious.
Yeah.
Not quite knowing what's going to happen next. Looking for water and toilet facilities.
Exactly, and from all around the world.
Yeah. Getting shouted at by strangers.
Yeah. And the toilets.
Following orders.
God, they've got so many toilets. Like,
oh, well, that's great.
You would think that they would be, but they're all immediately horrific.
Right. Right.
Really, whoa, incredible.
So you don't get those sort of 400 metre long tense queues like you get in London.
No, you get queues.
Right.
But they're quite small queues because
right.
there's a billion toilets.
Right, that's good.
So
I like
there's
that.
A lot of it. They really do field everyone.
Yes,
know?
Yeah.
And the people starting, I mean, in waves, I thought I might be miles back off the start line, but I wasn't.
Right.
It was just, there are different starts, so it's complicated. I mean, one of the things is, I think wave one is how they measure the clocks, and that's 9:50.
Right.
So I had to work out as I went that the clocks at the side of the road were 25, had
25
had
minutes
my elapsed time plus 25
minutes. Right,
which is fine.
Yeah.
So I just ran 25 minutes too fast.
Right.
Just to balance it up.
So talk me through the race then.
Yeah. Well, the last thing for before I start is, what's brilliant, and I would like to lean into it if I was going again, is so much of the pre-race stuff people wear to like discard.
Yeah.
Is nightwear.
Right. Okay.
You know, they're all in pajamas and dressing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I love the idea of seeing someone like in a big towel and dressing gown and with a cup of coffee and a toothbrush.
New York. I'll have coffee.
You want a bagel?
In my pajamas.
I mean, I was joking about bagels, but they were giving away bagels.
In a pajama patty.
Yeah, look, here we are. This is our Sunday. Soft, soft paths of Crystal Park.
On the road to recovery.
Okay, so I was kind of having wrapped myself in preposterous towels and blankets that some people had given me.
Yeah.
And, I met some of... I didn't see Vassos. I talked to him on Twitter.
Right.
But I met some of his mates, some of the...
He was there, was he, Vassos?
Yeah, and some of the Children in Need runners.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
I met a couple of them at the start. They were great. Right. They were from Cornwall. They were great guys. And, it wasn't a very nice day. It's a bit like this.
Where's it going?
It was grey and cold.
Yeah. And bit of rain. It's like drizzle, was it?
It wasn't really raining at the start.
Right.
And we but the bridge, you got the Verrazzano Narrows Bridge in the background all the time.
Right.
Going, you will run over me. And the start was superb. Such a good atmosphere.
Right.
Guy doing the talking. Guy came and sang. Actually, he didn't sing Star Spangled Banner. We heard them sing the Star Spangled Banner at 10 to 10. Oh, but it was like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
The guy came and stood on the top of the bus and said, "Oh, see, can you see?"
I love all that.
Boom. Yeah. And then that first bridge is the first 2 miles, so it's a mile up and a mile down.
Yeah.
And I honestly didn't think I was going particularly fast. Really, just set off and thought,
"That's
good."
Along.
The hill's going to stop me going too fast.
Right.
And also, I had a headphone wire issue.
Right.
I re-ran a cable to go under a top instead of over it.
So that was distracting you.
Yeah, and slowing me down a bit in the what I would assume was healthy.
Yeah.
And all the while, you're looking left, you can see Manhattan poking up into the clouds.
Nice.
It's like something of like a sci-fi.
It's so filmic, isn't it?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everywhere you go. And yeah, lovely atmosphere, and over this bridge, and then you turn left at the bottom into Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And after maybe one more turn, you got a straight 6 miles and wide road through Brooklyn.
Nice.
Great support.
So that's where you can get your flow.
And it's really, it's like London in that there's a really very supportive crowd on the sidelines, but also just superbly diverse.
Yes.
Interesting people in the race, interesting people on the sidelines.
And every borough has its own flavour, does it? Support
absolutely,
something.
And changes within itself.
Right.
And you also start catching up the first wave. So you're in, you know, once we got off that first long bridge, about 2 miles, you start catching up some really old people who are kind of walking.
Right, okay.
Like, go on, you know, so basically some of that mutual support that you would only really maybe pick up later on.
You get early.
London, you're getting straight away.
Nice, nice.
And so it's really a good scene. I gave away the free hat from the start to
right.
a kid.
Nice.
On the sidelines.
Just get involved.
And then, like you said about
the
filmic, you got, you know, NYPD police cars and cops.
Woo, woo!
And although the cops, always miserable faces.
Right.
150 people going, "Go on, Rob! You got this, man! You got this! With one cop standing in front of a miserable face. So that's...
Whatever.
As a comedian, you know.
And that's the face you see.
That's the face you focus on. I've got to get a smile out of that guy.
So first couple of miles, tried to be slow, but I sensed that you weren't.
I really didn't, I was really going steady, I was really letting my body govern the pace, and also hadn't really worked out what was happening on the clocks.
Right.
But then at the 10k clock,
so
there's Gatorade and water in green paper cups at every mile.
That's great. That's perfect.
Yeah, well, it's not perfect
because it's in cups. Right.
Very bad.
No, you're right.
But
we need bottles.
And also, they're really bottlenecky. And I thought that I clocked that early on. It's fine early on, but later on, you're thinking, oh, God, I don't want to get into yet another tangle at the drink station, you know. But anyway, at 8 miles, they finally, all the different waves come together.
Right.
The London equivalent would be Greenwich.
Yes, yeah.
So everyone comes together and the cheering just goes up a gear. you turn right into... I don't know where it is. I'm going to have to look it up. But if it's, you're still in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But it's like you've got to Movie Brooklyn, you know, the nice bit. It must be where it's been kind of gentrified and stuff.
Yes.
It's like Brooklyn Heights.
Brooklyn Heights, yeah.
And the... So many witty signs on the sidelines. Really good. Of course, I can't remember any of them now.
No, that's fine.
Oh, pain is just the French word for bread.
Not a bad comment.
That's a good one. Yeah. And lots of political ones.
Yeah.
Run like, you know, you're running better than the government.
Yes, yeah,
run like Harvey Weinstein's after you.
Right.
Lots of these.
Yeah, that's
really
nice.
Good. And with a real wit to them all
yes.
the time. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very New York and very, and really just there all the time. You know, so that kind of, like that, I guess, keep bringing it back to London, but it has that kind of constant joy of it all the way around.
Brilliant.
Which, God, I don't know if
it's great. Of course it does. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And to get that boost, I mean, I can't remember there was a song came on and you go up a hill out of mile 8. And, you know, so obviously kind of feeling it and a little bit pushed by the hill and stuff. But,
yeah.
I just, you know, all my hair stood on end and stuff.
Yes.
Magical moment.
So you've got sound systems and stuff on the way around as well.
Yeah, bands.
Right.
And it just constantly there and constantly changing. Because you're going through the boroughs, so each one is like a new town, new situation. I tell you what, the road surface is very, it's not as nice as... I mean, London goes over all kinds of road surfaces, but you know when we love a newly laid road?
Yes.
There's none of that.
Right.
That's a good solid concrete.
Yeah.
I think it takes its toll.
I think it does, yeah.
But, and yeah, you're running through Brooklyn for, like, all of time. And the weather got worse.
Right.
It clouded in. It started kind of... It wasn't really pouring with rain, but it was raining, you know? And got to the second bridge... It's a bit of a miserable concrete affair.
Yeah.
And quite a long hill, but I was ready for it. Because, you know, everyone had said, watch out for the bridges. And, yeah, that's right. So when I went past the 10K marker, so jumping back a bit here.
Yeah.
I worked out that I'd done that in, like, 45.
Right.
And I was going on a... I was going just slightly over 8 miles an hour.
Right, okay.
Probably
so it's pretty quick.
Pretty nippy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kept that pace up for... I can't remember now, but I don't think I did do it for 60 miles. I know that people were watching me on their app, so they'll be able to tell me whether I did or I didn't.
There was a bit of tracking going on. I didn't track you, but yeah, there was whispers of tracking going on.
Yeah, it was apparently a good app. I mean, my family told me afterwards, they said they were watching what I was doing. But also, my wife was saying it's funny because from their point of view, they weren't imagining anyone else doing it.
Yeah.
You're watching this dot going through New York and go on, it's just like me.
Yeah.
No! Yeah. There's a couple of other people.
The solo run.
But, yes, but what I'm saying is I was doing about, did the first 8 miles comfortably in an hour.
Yes.
And I wasn't far off.
So that's about 7.5 minute mile pace.
Second 8.
Yeah.
In the second hour.
Right.
I went for a wee at about 6 miles.
Yeah.
And, but my, had a little bit of a, frankly, that was to take the pressure off a slightly uncomfortable feeling in the ear.
Right.
Yeah. But it worked. I didn't have trouble with that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then you get to the Queensborough Bridge, which is the one that everyone says is horrific, right?
Yeah.
And it's pretty bad. You come, you step onto it and it's long and there's no, the crowds stop.
Right.
And you're under cover. You're like in a metal archway.
Right.
It's like something out of a sci-fi film. And going slightly uphill. Metal overhead, concrete underfoot. It was good because it was raining, so it was sheltered.
Yeah.
And also, I was so set up for this being the tough bit. I kind of loved it. I was kind of feeling proud of us.
Yes, bullying it out. Yeah.
And I had so many good people saying how hard it would be. Because what it is, it goes off Long Island.
Right.
And then it stops on a little island. It doesn't stop. It's got like a foot on a little island.
Yeah.
Carries on into Manhattan. So as a result of that, the bridge just keeps going up and going up and going up and going up. You know. Anyway, so that's 15 miles is during that bridge.
So that's starting to smart a bit
well,
there.
Well, I was feeling all right, you know. That was really, that was the blooming tipping point, because I decided to have this coffee carb gel.
Right.
So I had that disgusting thing.
Right. Oh. Yeah.
But I got it down.
Yeah.
And I knew I hadn't had a drink yet, because I didn't want to stop for those empty cups, open cups.
So you hadn't had a drink up until that point?
I hadn't had a drink at all.
Right, okay.
I knew that my carb gel was theoretically isotonic.
Right.
So I didn't necessarily have to take water with it.
Right.
To quench a thirst, but I knew I'd need a drink sooner or later, you know.
Yeah.
But you can't drink from a cup of water.
No, it's tricky.
Without stopping.
It's really tricky, yeah.
And then everyone talks about the amazing wave of sound as you come off the Queensborough Bridge. So much so that when we came off it in the rain,
it wasn't as big as you wanted. So an example of sort of expectations, isn't it? You expected it to be tougher than it was,
exactly.
And louder than it was when you emerged.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and then, I felt the carb gel like hit my stomach.
Right.
And it wasn't a good feeling. It was like,
right.
Ooh. And you know, so like I say, it's the turning point. I'm not blaming the carb gel. I went off. I didn't know how fit I was going to be. I went too fast. I burnt it all in the first half.
Right.
But the carb gel certainly didn't help.
Right.
And it made me feel. I'll never carb gel again. For sure.
Yeah.
And I didn't have another one, which had been my plan. I think pre-race fuel-wise, I was doing great.
Right.
So I'd have done all right with a sweet or two, you know.
There's maybe a shout to say a bit more water earlier.
Yeah,
although
well,
I know it's harder. It's hard.
Because
you're going to take air. That's the thing. You ingest air with cups.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's stitch. That's
and I
stitch
did it,
territory.
The first time I did get to water, probably about 16.
Right.
Or maybe 18. I don't know. Somewhere around there. I just repeatedly threw it in my own face, like an airplane, because I really was insisting on carrying on running.
Yeah.
Just trying to sip and run.
Yeah, really. It's tough, yeah.
It's just kind of...
It's
I'm a funny moment, isn't it, when you're running through New York throwing water into your own face?
I'm amazed that they don't have bottles like London, because it's so much better, isn't it, and controllable.
Yeah, and it's funny, those kind of emissions, you know, because you're so well looked after and it's so well designed. But then, this is like New York lifestyle. Sometimes you think, well, nobody told me that.
Yeah.
You know, because the drinks cups, they're all green.
Right.
So you've got to check what's written on the side of the cup.
Right, before you know whether it's Gatorade or...
Gatorade or water.
Yeah.
It's just crazy talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, so just off that Queensborough Bridge at like 60 miles, and thank goodness for Sophie Raworth saying to us about this, you do a sort of U-turn, so you come down off the bridge, turning left, left again, you're going north on First Avenue, and literally you can see it going on for the rest of time.
Wow.
Not literally, but
yes, yeah.
So you've got about 6 miles of it ahead of you, and you can see it.
Yeah.
Which is...
That's tough.
It is tough. I was ready for it, but at that point in the race, and it was raining, you could see eventually, you know, the curvature of the earth going off into the cloud.
You're running to the end of the earth.
That's right, and I set off up there. And I thought, well...
With a dodgy tummy.
Still feeling pretty positive, you know, I was thinking, I can get up there. All I've got to do is get up there and I'm nearly there then, you know.
Yeah.
And then all my focus got to getting to the end of that bit.
Right.
And I knew I was sliding right down and I was thirsty and stuff. I hadn't seen any of the Team Fox support slots.
Right.
So... Although they were brilliant before and after, I never saw them during the race. So it was a real solo run from that point of view.
So your spirits started to spiral.
They did a little.
It's funny how quickly that can happen in the marathon, isn't it? Unravelling.
Yeah, I mean, think from here, it was actually... I think I held on for a good long time because I think I was physically struggling from, like, maybe 17.
Right.
And I didn't really admit that to myself till maybe 20.
Right.
You know? I think I kept it in my... It's really raining, isn't it, now?
Yeah, it's raining now, yeah.
I'd kind of... Basically, I took all my courage and power to get to the top of First Avenue.
Right.
And when I got to the top of First Avenue, of course...
And that's about 20 miles, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's still just plenty of marathon.
Well, it's the old adage, isn't it? It's halfway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which feels absurd, but my goodness, that last six...
Yeah.
Is a world unto itself,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. And then, of course, all the crowd things start to work against you. You know, people saying, come on, anything. Shut up, I don't want
it. And now it's come on.
And everyone else is doing fine. You just see everyone else being roasted into spectacles. Yeah. Everyone around you.
Come on, Rob.
And I knew, I was aware of pace.
Yeah.
You know, I knew as the 325 pacer and the 330 pacer.
People ran by,
335
right.
pacer. Just going past you one by one.
Yeah.
Just like, oh God. And yeah, there's a few miles there, you kind of zigzag through the Bronx.
Right.
And it doesn't really get into any kind of rhythm, you know?
Yeah.
The turns are okay, it's only because I was miserable.
Yeah.
But there's no big long feel to the place.
It's a special kind of misery, isn't it? Sort of inertia, very lonely. It's a very lonely place, isn't it?
Yeah,
it can be when you're having a tough section in a marathon.
It's specifically lonely, isn't it? Because you kind of retreat from all that community.
Yes.
And all that power and being part of
what
something.
What started off as this mass collective thing.
Yeah.
And also, you're in New York. I mean, you're a long way from everything, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know what I mean? You've gone a long way to be
exactly.
to I mean, be that lonely.
That's my family always in London, always cheer me on at 17 miles. And frankly, I missed them hard.
Of course,
and there was a Team Fox supporting station at 18 that I missed.
Right.
And there's just one person who took me on, Rob, whilst actually knowing who I was, would have been pretty welcome.
It's funny, that, because I had... In London, I was feeling bad about 19, and I had one bloke, and I still don't know who it was, just point at me through the crowd and said, "You're looking great, Paul, keep going."
Yes,
and it was
good.
So important, it really meant a lot to me,
really,
and to this day I still don't know who he is,
no.
But you need those moments.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great, and you don't want to diss the people, you know, it's very complicated.
Of course it is, yeah.
It's absolutely, you can kind of read any of that stuff as a negative once you're suffering.
Yes,
and also, I think as performers, we're much more cynical about response, you know?
Yeah.
These people saying, go on, Rob! I kind of want to talk to them, and I know that they don't want to talk back because they're already busy shouting to the person behind me.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to get depressed because this interaction is already over.
Yeah.
You know,
when you're suffering, everything's bad, isn't it? When you're suffering, the whole world's suffering with you, sort of thing.
I'm feeling stupid for my early speed, which I think...
I won't beat yourself up too much about it.
I think you're in the...
You're just following the flow, weren't you?
We get to post-match breakdown, but exactly, I just went where I was going to go. And I said before I went, I didn't know what was going to happen, you know. But, so Central Park took a real while to arrive, you know.
Right.
On the map, you kind of get into Central Park at, say, 22.
Right.
But on the run, you're basically running down a big road.
It goes
on the side of Central Park, and it isn't a big moment. So I'd really set it up as a place to get to.
Right.
And it didn't feel like that, and I was really fighting it by then.
Yeah,
I was walking a bit.
Yeah,
and when I was running, I was really aware. I saw a woman I'd overtaken really early on, and she was still running.
Right.
No, she was walking, that's right.
Right.
And I was running, and I noticed that she was still going faster than me.
Right.
That's not good.
Quite a real moment.
Yeah, that was it. I threw it into sharp relief. slight uphill. Yeah. A lot of grumpiness.
Yes.
I had an orange, a wedge of orange around this point.
Oh, hey up.
Trip hazard. Yeah. A little dog went under your feet. See, I picked up the accent when I was But, and of course the other thing is it was raining.
Yeah.
Which is a downer, isn't it?
It can be, yeah.
Yeah,
it can make you a little bit cold. Mind, it can start to chill you a bit and slow you down.
I was cold and it was good in a way.
And chafy as well. It can lead to a bit of kind of general kind of sticky chafiness with your kit and stuff over time.
I was so comfortable in my, my shoes were good.
Brilliant.
These are my old shoes, these very shoes.
Right.
My feet didn't hurt, my injured feet.
Oh, that's good.
I'm not sure.
That's good.
I mean, I think that definitely, obviously, it affected my training. But yeah. They might have given me referred pain.
Right.
The actual injuries in both feet were not apparent in any way.
Oh, that's good. That's
which
good.
Is a good thing.
Yeah, it is good, yeah.
And I'm just going to photo these shoes that play home action. There they go. Yeah, those shoes. And
them shoes.
Yeah, so when I'd this whole conversation we're having, I was having it in my head anyway.
Yeah.
So I was really, looking back around this point, around 23, well, beyond 23, because I missed the last Team Fox cheering post.
Oh, again? You missed them both.
Missed them. There was three. They don't have balloons. No, in London,
right,
you've got these big coloured patches of people on the sidelines.
Where are the balloons? I'm looking for the balloons.
You know, we have balloons, guys.
In London, you've got big balloons.
You want a big arch where balloons?
You know where you are. You've got balloons, isn't it? Screaming.
Yeah, show me a balloon, you toilet. I said.
So you miss the balloons.
Yeah.
You miss them.
I had a wedge of orange.
Right.
Thinking, too little, too late. Actually, probably quite good. And I was trying to run because I thought, just purely, I'd given up myself by this point.
Yeah.
I was running because it would get me to the end quicker.
Yes, you do get to that stage, yeah.
And then
absolutely.
Running so slow, thinking, well, what actually, if I was walking, it'd be the same. And also, thinking, I would peel off here and just go and find a subway, but there's people watching me online.
But isn't it funny how heightened and concentrated, like a wedge of orange gets?
Yes.
Like you kind of passed over it there, but I bet that was quite a moment. The wedge of orange.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's it. Yeah. I think actually from here, it was. I passed over it at the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? I did it. I had it. I got it in. I was like, yeah, nothing. Didn't do anything.
Right.
That's not true.
Right.
That orange got me home, I reckon.
Yeah.
Then you finally do get into the park. And I was aware, really, that the batter within me, I realised that it wasn't lost.
Good.
You know, because I was kind of walking and running.
Right.
Pressing on. And then I had just a wonderful moment when I saw a clock. I think for a minute I thought it was the 25-mile clock, right?
Right.
So we got a mile point two to go.
Yeah.
But actually, it turned out it was the 40-kilometre clock.
Okay, so you got two clicks to go.
Yeah, so that's...
Two clicks.
That's further,
one and a
quarter. We're talking a mile and a half. Basically.
Yeah, 1.4, 1.5, yeah.
And,
look at me.
And I looked at the... sorry. And then, it's like the beginning of Science and Lambs.
Yeah.
Running in the woods.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, so I saw what the time was.
Yeah.
And I thought I had a mile to go. I thought my personal slowest marathon is 3:55 something.
Right.
And I thought, well, from here, if it's a mile, that's about 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
I can run a mile in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that sounds like an
that
obvious thought, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
But this is someone who was totally on his uppers.
Yeah.
Thinking that. And I just thought, I can run a mile in 10 minutes. And I took my headphones off.
Right.
Which is just, I don't know where that came from. I've just been relying on music all the way through.
Right.
I took my headphones off. And I started running. And I don't know, I'd like to see the splits. But I was running at a good pace.
Yeah, yeah.
It was complete. It was nothing like the running I've been doing just to get there.
Right.
This is proper running.
Yeah.
Now my hands are up.
Yes,
I was doing steady breathing, which again,
nice.
I never do. It was really
right.
all very... instinctive.
Yeah.
I was doing this kind of on the out-breath.
Yeah.
And making pace. And I just suddenly realised that I had it in me to run like that to the finish.
Brilliant.
And of course, still... So the battle for my own race was being won by the runner.
Yeah.
But it wasn't easy.
Yes, yeah.
And then I was really using the crowds and everything, but ignoring them as well.
Right.
Trying to take the encouragement, just press on and press
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
So far, like any marathon. Yeah. You get to that 800 metres and you're like, really?
Come on.
You get to the 400 metres.
Come on.
Like, oh, my God. There's a guy on a big stage playing music. He was kind of noodling around with with his guitar, saying, "Yeah, just a bit further, and then you can go get a beer, have a smoke." He's like, "Play a song. We need a song." But anyway, 200 meters, you still can't see the finish line. It's around a little curve.
Yeah.
All in Central Park, absolutely gorgeous, yeah. But rainy and miserable in my head.
Yeah.
And yes, I saw the clock from maybe 150, 100 meters, and all the real times were there.
Right.
And that's when I realised. When I saw the clock, it probably said 3:59 something.
Right.
I was like, "Wow, I'm not going sub 4.
Right. Yeah.
That's going to ruin my day.
Yeah.
So, and this is, remember, I found this ridiculous run in the last mile or so. And I ran faster, sprinted, did a sprint finish from there.
Good for you.
So I found something in the in the finish.
And you came in at 3:59.
My official time was 3:59:31.
Right.
Which is a PW I'm very proud of.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Every marathon's different, isn't it? It's experiential. It always is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And then it was tough. It's a mile. I had the longest walk out of anyone.
Right.
I mean, not just me. I mean, my group of people was the last van full of bags.
Right.
The last exit.
Yes, yeah.
I stopped and my calves are really hurting. I didn't mention that.
Right.
And my calves are, specifically all four muscles on your calves, were quite crampy and achy from about 18, 19.
Right.
And I think a lot of it is. Well, it's interesting. Do you remember when we talked to Jason Byrne about it? It was a while ago now.
About his back, about the way he ran.
He said he hunkered right down.
Yeah.
And he felt like his legs were made of concrete. I think it's the surface as well.
Right.
It's very hard surfaces out there. I do think they make a difference. And anyway, after the finish, I stopped to stretch those out straight away.
Yeah.
By the crash barrier. And there's a guy next to me, just really copiously puking.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey, we had a good day. Wah, splat, splat.
Oh, no.
Do you want an apple? Not right now.
Should we cut across to the cap through there? What do you reckon?
Well,
or do you
want
to go right
around?
Okay.
I can do it. So
you got, and then you
luckily
went.
Luckily, there was phone signal because I immediately talked to my family and they were going, "Yeah!
Yeah, that's
you
what
were watching you on the app?"
Yeah, that's
yes,
what you need.
And it was the sideline support that I had to do without, you know?
Yeah.
So that was lovely.
Yeah.
And then in the longer game, of course, you meet people not just with comparable experiences, but with directly comparable experiences.
Yeah.
So while you're out there thinking you're like the only person suffering,
everyone talks about it. That's great.
I talked to a guy who had the same kind of experience as me with his pacing and where he felt bad and everything.
Yeah.
I spoke to another guy at the airport yesterday who was he's saying how on the trip back to the hotel people kept having to help him.
Right.
He was fine. He had a good run. He
did
it really fast. It's like, so it's tough afterwards. It's like, oh yeah, just stopping on, you know, right in the middle of Manhattan.
Yeah.
With your hands on your legs. Yeah. Going, people going, "You okay, buddy? Just give me a minute."
Yeah, yeah.
This the gym membership thing was the best thing I ever did.
So you went there and had a stretch, you know?
Yeah, it was almost stretches, which are kind of quite tiresome but very healthy. And then had a long shower and just
you, that's great. New that's new such a good idea to do. Good thing to do. That's probably the most pleasurable part of a marathon is when you finish it. It's a chat with people afterwards in that 20, 30 minute window afterwards.
Particularly when you really,
really like it.
And New York was beautiful for that because if you walk around New York with your medal on, which everyone does, you know, much more than nothing. You know, I know people do in London, but you know, there's no sense of cynicism, no sense that you wouldn't. You know?
Yeah.
And anyone who sees it says, "Congratulations."
That's great.
You know, I went into a health food shop and this woman said, "Oh, can I see your medal?" Just chatting with strangers, not just other runners.
Yeah.
Just people.
Yeah, that's
really
nice.
Really interested, really nice.
Yeah.
That, when I went out all refreshed and clean and went to the post-race do and the interaction and obviously it's completely mutual, you know.
Yeah.
I got to see other people with medals saying, "Oh, well done," you know. And yeah, all that interaction, like you say, it was just wonderful.
Yeah, it's just beautiful.
You're reminded again, it brings you, it's that sense of being in a massive community.
Yes.
And going into this tiny tunnel on your own.
And then coming out
and come back out again.
Yeah. So. And tell us about the
the DMs from Sophie, because that's quite funny.
Yeah, that's... it was actually, thank goodness, I think maybe she hadn't looked at it until a little bit later, because I think it probably would have made me cry if it hadn't been the next morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sophie Raworth got in touch to say to me, in capital letters, what were you thinking?
About your early pace, yeah.
Well, I knew it while I was running. I knew that, that there would be people. There's a guy who was talking to you about it, saying, oh, he's gone off too fast there, hasn't he? And you were going, well, yeah.
It's up to him, isn't
it? You were good to me.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Yeah. And
you feel, you just don't know. That's the truth. You just don't know.
You don't know.
What kind of day it's going
to
be.
No, and I think I've tried to, obviously, it's still very, very recent, but I've tried to sit down with it a little bit. Obviously, I'm not going to... I did go off too fast, you know what I mean? Or rather, for better or worse, I spent everything I had in the first half.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that when you say go off too fast, it sounds like I ran off flapping my arms in a mad panic.
Yeah.
You know, I was really steady, really happy.
Yes, yeah.
And I maintained that pace for more than half of the thing. I mean,
I see
20 and 6, but you know.
I see it as a marathon salvage and experience by you. You know, post-injury as much as anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, do you know what I mean? It's something that you wanted to do. You've raised loads of money for charity.
Yeah.
You've done New York, which is obviously an amazing thing to do.
And I remembered that I'd said to myself, oh, maybe I'll do New York Marathon by the time I'm 50.
Yeah.
And that was in like, that was 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'd forgotten that. It wasn't until I was nearly home, I thought, oh yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was huge.
Yeah.
But I have started to daydream, you know, sooner or later. I mean, things will have to change in terms of what we want for marathons and things, but New York and London are the ones that eventually we're going to have to podcast our way around.
Yes, I definitely want to do New York.
It's on the long list for running commentary, isn't it? It would
yes.
just be because it's such a you know, it's just an experience you want to share.
Such a story.
But yeah, shall we stop here?
Yeah, that's great.
See, I feel fine as well.
That's perfect. Yeah,
I really feel good. But I think absolutely. I definitely need to talk about my pace. To myself at my pace right at the top.
Yes.
Although, you know, because I don't want to be doing 6:45s and I think I'm doing 7:15s or 7:30s.
Yes, yeah.
But equally, 7:15, 7:30, that is my natural pace.
Yeah.
And this marathon I did, it was a big crash and burner. But equally, I've never run any marathon wildly differently to that.
Yes.
I've just maintained the pace.
A bit longer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and I think some of that is lost because I've got different speeds now that I didn't used to have.
Mm.
That's the way forward now. I need to do this tempo training.
Yes, yeah.
I need to know.
Get awareness of pace and stuff.
Yeah, and just stretch out that bit.
Yeah.
Where I'm running that fast so that it gets me to the end.
Yeah.
Or near the end, you know. Because I've never had that before, accessing pace that I couldn't previously access towards the end.
Mm.
So I need to kind of stretch those two.
It sounds like you got a bit lost for a while, which can happen a lot in the marathon.
Oh,
you just unravel and fall down this sort of psychological hole,
and yet
you don't know where you are.
You're down on it, aren't you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, I'm such an idiot. I've really messed this up.
Yeah,
I totally forgot all that stuff about recovering from my toes and everything.
Yes,
because my feet weren't specifically hurting. That was gone.
Well, that's good though, isn't it? Because I was worried you might hurt yourself.
But
no,
but I think that I have to accept that was still a thing. I mean, if nothing else, it just affected my training.
Of course it did. A huge, huge gap in it.
So,
but well done, mate. That's fantastic. It's great to hear
about. Well, I'm sorry. I just realised on the way here that I should have brought you something back. Should have got you something from the expo. Because I've got. Where have I put the picture? I've got my medal here.
That's a great T-shirt as well.
It's good,
isn't it? That's brilliant. Let me take a photo of that because that's great.
You're going to get me in my gear. So I hope that you didn't mind me. It's really nice to use the phrase to unpack this stuff.
Mate, it's your story, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
And thanks for all the support. So much wonderful support. I mean, we all know that ultimately meeting Michael J. Fox trumped the marathon before I'd done it. So that was a shame.
That was the marathon right
there.
That
was it. I could come home.
Yeah.
I think his own charity might have been.
No need to run it. So there we go.
Wait a minute. Let's do this thing right.
One, two, three, strike the pose. There we go, well played. Have a look at it, make sure it's right.
Yeah,
it might not be framed right. So,
it's cracked it, look at that. Wait a minute, I'm going to get a detail shot of my top, and we need one of us.
It's a great
it's
T-shirt,
that
one, yeah.
Check it, I got
that. Yeah, it's really nice.
I didn't even tell you about the expo, and that's probably for the best. keep in touch. As I say, everyone, the support's been super.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it?
It's been lovely.
And it's great, you know, to get that...
thing off old dear old Soph as well, isn't it? You realise that people are into it, aren't they? They're following. It's yeah, it's beautiful. Really nice. It's a great thing about running, isn't it?
What were you thinking?
At least they're thinking about what you were thinking, which is lovely, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? People care. I really like that. I really like that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Sophie. You're right.
Too fast! Slow down.
There's the me at 19 miles going, yeah, she's exactly right. So, how far have we run just then?
Do you know? Got in touch, what, about?
That's 3.5 miles.
3.7 miles. What do you reckon?
I'm done. Yes, I'm done, says the app. So, yeah, I'm totally done, as in I need to go to hospital. So, well, we're coming up. This is it. That's the last. What, have you got any more events in this year?
I'm doing the odd race here and there. I'm doing, like, cross-country championships and stuff.
Yeah,
but I'm sort of building up fitness for next year, you know, just for London and track and an autumn marathon that I want to go fast again. So
yeah, well, I want to go fast in London and then have autumn as a backup if that is if I can't get there in time.
Because I'm pacing in London. I might possibly do an ultra about May just to get the most of all the long distance running I'll be doing, and then a fast track summer. And then a fast autumn marathon. That's
okay,
the plan.
Okay, well,
that's
the plan. Yeah. Well, as we've got 100th episode coming up, and we're gonna be doing sort of pre-training training.
100 wines in 100 minutes.
100 wines in 100 minutes is next week.
Is it really? Is it next
start
week?
Now. We'll see you online.
You can follow the guys on Twitter at RunComPod. Have a nice day.
Tolkienson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.